Well, good afternoon. My name's Lauren Stein, and I'm from the University of Oklahoma at the College of Nursing. I'm going to share with you a little bit about NIPIT, the Nursing Initiative Promoting Immunization Training. And we've heard about two wonderful training programs, so I'm going to try and highlight what's different about NIPIT. I think all of us are aware of some of the problems that exist and problems within the nursing profession, that despite an awareness that vaccines save lives, there still is a problem with misinformation, myths persisting within the nursing profession, and a notoriously low rate of immunization for influenza with healthcare workers. This is an older slide from 2003, but we've probably all seen more current information about the rate of immunization with nurses. So our idea was that nurses' knowledge, improving knowledge, attitudes, and beliefs about immunization may improve immunization rates within the nursing profession as well as within the public, with that relationship of nurses as trusted sources of information. So the College of Nursing is in a cooperative agreement with the CDC to develop an online modular curriculum about immunizations that's targeted specifically for nursing students. And it also targets specifically knowledge, attitudes, and beliefs. It is pre-service. The other programs that have been identified are service-related. So how did we figure out what to put in our modules? We started with a qualitative needs assessment with five focus groups with nurses from around the country, asking them what are some of the issues with teaching immunization in nursing programs. And then we followed that up with a quantitative assessment of all of the, we sent a survey to all of the nursing programs in the country, and we had about a 30% return. So we heard back from 495 nurse educators. And they told us very similar stories. The problem within nursing programs is content fragmentation. They are assuming a lot of information related to the immune response. It's taught in prerequisites. They get a little bit of immunization information, mostly in pediatrics, but it is not in one place within most nursing curriculums. So here's a highlight. 63% taught the immunization schedule. That sounds like a majority, but that does mean that 38% of nursing programs are not even covering the immunization schedule. What was a barrier, again, they came back to that concept of fragmentation across the curriculum. And then the good news was that some of the facilitators were these partnerships with public health, that when a College of Nursing or nursing program had a close partnership with public health, it certainly improved their curriculum of immunization. So we developed six modules, and the website is up and going now. I'm going to cover just briefly each of these modules. There's our NIPIT. The first module is actually the one that was not our last, it was our last thought. It is not the one that was in our proposal. But throughout our focus groups, the nurse educators said that our students have lost their disease memory, and we need to remind them what these diseases are and what they did. So we use a number of the PKIDS videos that are very emotional. It's a personal story, and that hits the affective learning of why this is important on a personal level. The other thing that we discovered is that the immune response was vague. You know that some of those myths that are out there in the public and within professions are based on a lack of understanding of how the immune system works. So we reviewed the individual immune system and then community immunity. When we surveyed the nurse educators, only 30% said they felt comfortable explaining herd immunity to their students. Yeah, and we wonder why that's not a well-taught concept. I was like, whoa. All right. Our next ones were ones we identified beforehand. review of the vaccine recommendations, including some history. How did vaccines, one of the issues you hear over and over again is there are just too many shots. Okay, so how has that come about? Is that modern science? Is that better technology? Is that lower antigen load? So many nurses and nursing students really did not understand that. They would go through the vaccine recommendations. It's one thing to have nursing students study the vaccine recommendations. It's another to put a nursing student in a room with an anxious parent and expect them to be able to dialogue with that parent. They need to know what the myths are. They need to know what the current concerns are. So we have an interactive module on those different concerns. We also have a module that's unique to nursing that discusses the unique roles of the nurse as an educator, as a communicator, as an advocate, and a coordinator of care. The fifth one is more of the nuts and bolts, but not in the detail that they get in a service-related training. So it does talk about the difference, storage, handling, administration. And then finally, we have a module on mass immunization. And many students participate in flu clinics as part of their clinical rotations. So this is to help them understand the big picture and why a drive-through flu clinic is also preparedness in case of bioterrorism. So we also feel this sixth module would be very helpful for volunteers who need a little bit of background information on why is a mass immunization different from a day-to-day flu clinic. Each module has an individual certificate so that students can show their instructor they did one module. Instructors can assign modules, you know, at their pleasure, out of order. And then we also have a continuing education component for completion of all six modules for registered nurses. We rolled this out in mid-October. And as you know, nursing programs aren't real active towards the end of the semester and take a long break in the winter time. So we've been very pleased that we've had as many registrants. When we look at our Google Analytics, we've had thousands of views, but we've been counting those that actually sign up, register, and complete the modules. You will notice those don't all add up. All faculty are also healthcare providers. It also shows us how many students are already a provider, if they're an LPN going to RN or an RN going to a BSN. So how are we evaluating this program? We're conducting research right now on the effectiveness of this online curriculum. We have the hypothesis is that those students who have completed NIPET will have improved attitudes, knowledge, and beliefs. And we're conducting an experimental pretest and post-test with a four-week gap in between to see if some of those changes stay over time. And we are collecting that data right now. Our preliminary data, we have part of our pre-surveys back, but not our post-surveys. So it shows that we don't have any significant difference between our experimental group and our control group. And what we'll be able to look at also is differences between programs. We already think there may be a difference between attitudes and beliefs just based on the small samples that we have between the bachelor's, ADN, and LPN programs. So our next steps is to complete our nursing research, educational research on the effectiveness of this online training to impact attitudes, knowledge, and beliefs, examine the differences between the programs, and then also continue to gather some feedback from faculty. How do they like it? So far, we have heard people say, oh, I have dreamed about a program like this. You know, it's touching. It makes it so easy for them. All they do is write it in the curriculum, give them the website, and then collect the post-test. And there's our contact information. Thank you.